Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Praying hard, don't let it rain. Forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever. It's just falls down. Everything will turn back around. So you don't have to stay on the ground. I'll pick you up. You got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're praying hard, so your knees don't feel a thing. Won't fool this masquerade. If there's a God, why won't he help me through the pain? The reason why is to make a stronger man. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just for right now.
Tuned into the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on God's green earth. This is your platform for black liberation, edification, black inspiration. This is your platform for truth and empowerment, the Star and Crescent Report. Our show today is titled Uncle Sam in Crisis. On your knees praying to Jesus won't help you now. Now, before we go on this, I have to give a couple of acknowledgments, excuse me. And my mouth is real dry today. I have to address that too. So you'll be hearing me drinking a lot of water in the background, brothers and sisters. I just did almost a 3-hour combat class, sparring 6 and 7 people in about outside. The heat index is like 108. Inside our dojo, it's like 115. I'm telling you, it's hot up in there. People were throwing up. Some were almost about to pass out, and we're doing this for 2-3 hours. But anyway, I'd like to give an acknowledgement to my daughter. Oh, first of all, let me give an acknowledgement to my son a few days ago who turned 23 years old. Happy birthday, son. You know I love you more than life. Now to my daughter and my son and also myself who were called before class today and got special recognition in one of our martial arts, and we were recognized as advancing so fast in one of the martial arts fields that we're in that we are now considered to be better than most senior instructors in the dojo, which is better. And it wasn't just me. It was me, my daughter, and my son. We work hard. We work hard. We don't get in there playing. And my daughter got a special recognition because my daughter's bad to the bone, brothers and sisters. I just want y'all to know that my daughter is bad to the bone. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of you all who support the show. And I'm not just talking about monetary. We don't get a whole bunch of donations, which it doesn't bother me because I didn't do this to make money or to get rich. I do ask that if you can, you go to the Hiram1555 blog and donate. And if you can't donate through that, you can send it 2310 Truman Avenue, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, and care of Rashid Muhammad. You can do that. You can listen back at the show as it when you go back and listen over, you can get that information there if you would like. But I did this because it's a duty and because of the time. Most people try to profit off your ignorance. More people try to profit off their position of knowing. And more people try to use what they know to exalt themselves and to keep you, even though they may raise you up somewhere, they want you in a submissive position to their knowledge and authority. And in this day and time, brothers and sisters, because this thing is breaking up and melting down so quickly, you have to understand the time. You have to understand what is going on because people are giving you bits and pieces of the truth. They're not giving you everything. They are, some who are Muslims, they are rolling up Elijah Muhammad with a whole bunch of other stuff. And this should not be. Others who call themselves awake, they are not giving you the truth because they don't know it. So here you get it all. But the big thing is everybody want to be in a position to profit from their wisdom, to help themselves and help their families out of what is to come, black man and black woman. This white man is telling you that his world is melting down. The American scholars are telling you that there's no way out of what they see coming. But then they go right back and flip the script and say, well, if we do X, Y, and Z, maybe we can do X, Y, and Z after that and we can save the Republic or after the American. Now, they'll admit on one hand that the American Republic is corrupt to the core, and it needs to be reset or redone, the whole system. But they want to be in control of these things. And this is what has put the nation and the people in crisis. This is what caused these clouds or this confusion into the hearts and minds of the people, because they cannot make heads or tails of the entire situation. As we're speaking on this, let's go to Our Savior Has Arrived real quick, and we're gonna hear some clips. But we got to address these things, because you must know the time more than anything else, your position in this time. Because without that thorough understanding, you put not only yourselves, but the lives of your loved ones and your close friends in jeopardy. And we don't want that. So on page 10 of Our Savior Has Arrived, and let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I was just thinking about this maybe about three, four minutes before we went live on the air. And I tell you, Allah, he puts things in my head and in my heart, and I have to talk to you about it, regardless of what I wanted to talk about before. Because at the moment, he wants you to understand something. He wants you to know these things. And so I'm going to do my best to explain it to you by the grace of Almighty God, all right, as I walk in the spirit of his messenger. So the chapter title is The Hidden Truth. It is chapter 4. I often wonder, why did he put that as chapter 4 in a book titled Our Savior Has Arrived? It almost seems that it corresponds with how Malachi has 4 chapters in the Bible. And these 4 chapters, they were just the last book in the Old Testament of the Bible. And in this old book, as the old prophets run out of time in the old book, we hear about Elijah would come and prepare a way before God, right? And he would turn the hearts of the children unto the father and the father unto the children. That's how come smite the earth with a curse, right? This is the last, and they short chapters. They're 4. And I thought about it. I said, now why did he put the hidden truth in chapter 4? And then he didn't put it in the fall of America. It's because some chapters, if you look, he'll have some chapters, some of the same chapters in the message to the black man that's in fall of America. And he did that specifically. And with a strategic attempt to awaken something in you, because something of the greatest importance are in those chapters. So what I thought about, say, the hidden truth, it corresponds with the 4 chapters in Malachi. Why? Because the 4 chapters represents the 400 years of servitude slavery that we would be in. And in the servitude slavery, all would hide the truth from you and I. And they would exploit us. The charlatans, the Negro preachers, everybody wanted to make a nickel off the Negro. Have you ever noticed that when these people, the Asians, so-called Asians, everybody from the Indians to the Vietnamese, when they come to America, they set up their businesses in your neighborhoods. Have you ever noticed that? And you support them. You may talk about them, but you support them. But you don't support your own. And they look at you as though you are an economic mammary gland, because they siphon off the wealth from the community and take it, and then they go live next to the white man. This is true. So everybody benefits off the ignorance of the black man. That is why it is paramount for this world to confuse you, to hide the truth in this 400 plus years of servitude slavery that took place. But now we're on a different term now. You got to know the truth. So Muhammad says, hiding the truth is a very serious thing to do. It causes harm and disappointment and causes one to be misled. It causes loss of property and life. It causes the loss of friendship, beloved ones, and loss of confidence and trust. In court, it causes heavy penalties and someone's being sent to prison or to death for that of which they are innocent, right? The greatest and gravest of all is the slave master's hiding of the truth that will exalt and save his slave. So, what you must know about the killings that are taking place in America, if you go back a few years ago, and this was before Brother Saladin passed away, I was telling you on this show that Brother Saladin said that it was going to start getting like that. And it was going to intensify. This, brothers and sisters, you just seeing this, just the beginning of this, because this white man is so disappointed that his world is coming to an end. He's lashing out at the one thing that he has always wanted to keep subjugated and used as a whipping bag, you. And for you to think that you share equal rights in this land with all of the things that have taken place and that is taking place against you and your people. You're a fool, all right? But all of this has something to do with the economics. Because God is doing to America, because remember, he's doing to America what he did to ancient Egypt. He's breaking the power to rule. He's breaking her economic stranglehold. He's breaking her influence by breaking her economic might. He's bringing down the international or the world's reserve currency. He's helping to overstretch the military. He's helping to feed into that imperial hubris so that America can keep accumulating more debt on more debt on more debt. She's digging a hole. She's in the hole as we speak, and she keeps digging, thinking that if she keeps digging, she can dig a way out. This is America. And this is why the show is titled Uncle Sam is in Crisis. On your knees praying to Jesus won't help now. Do you notice now, and I'm telling you, I didn't want to talk about this, but I have to bring this up at this moment. I was going to do a whole show about this. But do you know that if you look into the society now, you see all of these things taking place, white people snitching on children, right? Police beating people on cameras, police shooting people on cameras, police doing this, the government doing this, they passing laws, gutting any kind of aid that may benefit you. Even if it benefits their own, they'll gut it to get at you. Right? Have you ever noticed? Are you noticing that? They are doing, and they are stepping up. This is not no slow process. Now they are in a mad dash to do all of these things because they see a threat coming, and they want to subjugate you and keep you subjected to them and close to them to try to shield them from God's arrows against them. This is real, black man and black woman. As a matter of fact, let's go to the Bible. Why is it on my mind? Since we're talking on this, we gotta lay the base. For those of you who are new listeners, we have to lay the base first. We're going to play the clips of the white man admitting to his economy declining. We're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what time we are in. Because we are in the last days of empire, or as we like to say, imperial hubris. We're in the last days of the American Republic in the Western world. But let's go to the Bible. Yeah, I found it right. It's in Ezekiel, chapter 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Because thou had, listen to these things, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention to this. Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Stop right there. God now is speaking in time frames. And why? He's telling you the why, the when, the how. Right there. Because you have held a people who are not your people captive, right? And because you have had he didn't say you just hated them. He said you had a perpetual, that is, a nonstop hating fest for these people. Now, if this does not refer to America, and if this does not refer to the so-called American Negro, look into the American history books and tell me, when have we ever been accepted or treated as equal and an equal share of the country, the power structure, the educational system, the economics of the land were ever shared equally with us? If it was not, then this refers directly to America, right? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. This goes to the heart of the economic collapse, brothers and sisters. This is in prophecy. So the book says, I will lay thy cities waste. So stop right there. So what you're seeing now, the infrastructure collapsing, right? As a matter of fact, I think they said in Baltimore or something like that. I was reading something. What was talking about in Baltimore? Oh, yes, it's Baltimore's collapsing. It says the entire metro will close down for 1 month due to emergency repairs. Over 40,000 people will be affected by it on a daily basis. This is just one thing. Other municipalities are shutting down or cutting hours or doing, they have to borrow more and more. Pension plans are going up in smoke, right? There's no funding for this and no funding for that. This is driving the people mad. And you see a spike in violence, whether it be against man on man or woman on woman or police against citizen or vice versa. You see an explosion of this. God is laying the cities waste. You understand? I want you to understand what is going on and how it has an economic background to it. But we got to lay the base. He says, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate. Woo, woo! Brothers and sisters, you understand what that means? Do you understand what God is saying when he says that he would, excuse me, he would lay cities desolate, right? According to the dictionary online, it says desolate is an adjective, meaning of a place deserted of people and in a state of bleak and dismal emptiness. It says make bleakly and depressingly empty or bare. So you see cities shutting down, right? Holes, I'm talking cities. Municipality shutting down. This is what the book is talking about. And you say, well, I only see one, I only see two. Okay, I only see 10, I only see 20, I only see 30. The more and more you look around, the more and more you pay attention, the more and more you see prophecy, the more you see scripture being fulfilled. That's what you see. That's what you see. So he says, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. See, you dumb to this fact, but America knows why she's ailing. The American elite, they know what's going on. But they want to keep you ignorant because hiding the truth may bring you down with them, and that's the best thing they would wish for. They can't save themselves. Of course they want to take their slaves down with them. They hate them. God said that they had a perpetual hatred for you, right? So the reason God is bringing this economic matter on, he says, because of the way they treated you. The book says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel. It didn't say the children Israel. It said the children of Israel, meaning somebody was held inside something else. We are held inside this nation captive. We are the children, and America is Israel. Let's go a little further. So, it says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamities. See, we're suffering so many plagues. We're suffering division. We're suffering self-hatred. We're suffering economic disparity. We're suffering educational disparity. And all of these calamities, America's making mock of you and killing you outright or putting you in jail and having your own people killing. This is what the book is talking about. And God says, for that, I'm going to make your cities desolate and lay waste to them. And so what he's doing, he's grinding them down economically. He's grinding them down morally. He's grinding them down ethically. Because if you don't have no morals, if you don't have no ethics, murder, rape, all of that stuff is a drop in the bucket for you, right? This is why it's so easy for them to kill. But let's go further. So, he says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. See, we are at the end of that, where that iniquity would be on us. We're at the end of that time. They know it. So they're shedding your blood. They're taxing your spirit, hurting your heart. And they're trying to force you to act out of anger and act out of emotions so that you can act out of time and get yourself in a world of trouble. So it goes further. It says, therefore, as I live, saith the Lord, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, since thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. You heard what he just said. Because you're going to kill, because you like to kill. gonna be killed. Because you like shedding other people's blood, I'm gonna cause others to shed your blood. Look in the cities of America right now. Look around the world now. You see the nations rising up for war against America. This is no coincidence. And it's happening at a time where America's economy is hitting rock bottom. If you don't believe me, let me just read off something to you while we're here. Okay? This is what it says. Zales, you know, the jury, Jarrett's, and Kay, these stores, these jewelry stores, to close 170 stores amid slow sales and fake diamond scandal. All right? Listen to this. Banks are quietly closing branches at a record pace. 1,700 reported closings over the last past 12 months. You don't think an economic collapse is underway? These are not my articles. I'm reading you some of what the white man is saying. Huh? You don't believe he's collapsing? This thing is burning down. The platform for white imperialism is burning down. They see it, you see it, and I see it, right? So, with that said, let's go to, since it's on my mind here, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but I have to go from book to book when it comes to me, okay? I cannot just sit here. Here we go, right here. This is in Theology of Time. Now, listen to this. Europe settled far away off, as Revelation teaches you. I'm just reading. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read because I want this little part. So I'm just going to read from a certain section down till I get to this one part here. Europe settled far away off, as Revelation teaches you there of John. And the people looked at the smoke of her ascending up forever, and they cried and cast dust on their heads for the loss of her trade that they once had. Stop right there. Who could that be referring to? Who is in an international trade war with the nation? Who is losing out to Europe, Africa, South and Central America, the Middle East, and Asia? Who is losing out in this day and time? Talk back to me. See, we got to address these facts here because this is scripture. All right? And if you believe you got something stronger, 347-989-0855. All right? Otherwise, close your pothole. Listen to this. He goes and says, the Bible said they used to have ships going by sea with shiploads of great valuable merchandise, even to men. They sold us as slaves. They went to our homes and took us, brought us over here and sold us between each other. This is the way our fathers were handled. Now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. Oh, okay, now we read the Bible. We read Fall of America, Our Savior Has Arrived. And we get an idea that, okay, something's going on that's bringing America down. And the reason for this is because of her hatred, her perpetual hatred towards you and I, her bloodlust towards you and I, and towards all of the nations around the world. So what is this thing that is happening that will break the power of America? What is this thing that is unfolding that will bring America to her knees? We get to it in the next few sentences. He says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. Well, Elijah Muhammad, if he breaks their power to rule, then tell us how did he break their power to rule. He brings to naught their trade between each other. That's going on now. What you see in the news today? How talk back to me. That's all I'm asking. What do you see in the news? And what have you seen in the news for these past days, weeks, months, and years? There is a global trade war underway. Is that not right? And nations are isolating themselves and trying to insulate themselves and their economies from the blowback of the decline of the dollar and the American arrogance which he tries to sanction nations for independent policies. Is that not right? What Elijah Muhammad says? Now, God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. And then we go back and we ask this little 5'2" man from Sandersville, Georgia, well, how does he break the power of Rome? Then he goes and he answers us. He brings to a knot their trade between each other. That's going on now. Huh? That's what he says. This was spoken in the 70s. The time, remember that book when they talked about this time, the time frame? We're in the end of that time frame. And now you are watching the fulfillment of those words. As America enters a global trade war that she cannot win. How the hell can you win a trade war when you don't have nothing to trade? But dollars, weapons, and movies. You don't have hardly no manufacturing. How you going to win some? How you going to win a war with China when China manufactures over 90-some percent of your goods? I'm just asking. How you going to sanction your creditor nation? You the borrower, and you going to try to sanction the nation that lends you the money. That's just like you going to a bank, buying all these, getting a loan for all these houses, and you going to tell, oh, I got it. Nah, I start a trade war with the bank. I ain't paying the bank back. You know what the bank will do? Take everything you have and leave you butt naked outdoors, embarrassed. You don't believe that can happen to America? Well, it's happening to America. It is unfolding as we speak. There's no denying that, right? If you don't believe so, I'm going to go to a couple clips, all right? And I'm going to show you some. And brothers and sisters, like I said, I'll be sipping on this water because I'm dehydrated, to be honest with you. Remember last show, for those of you who were listening, when I told you about that white man was mad about his economic situation and he was mad at the ex-slaves, so he was talking under his breath, but he was talking to his brothers. He was talking about, Starbucks, we need to do this. This stuff is going on and blah, blah, blah. What he was doing, you don't have the right. Black people don't have the right. And these businesses have the right to treat you the way they want to because they're white business. I want you to watch this 5-minute clip and listen to it not from their perspective. Open your eyes and your ears and your third eye and your third ear. Listen closely to what he's saying and how he's talking in code to his brothers and how angry he is and how disappointed and how fearful he is of what is going down in America, okay? Then after that, when we come back, we're going to go deeper into this part about he breaks their power to rule. He brings to naught their trade, okay? We're going to go deeper in that because we're going to go into another clip that bears witness to this, okay? But let's first hit this 5-minute clip. Y'all be patient, listen closely, and we'll address it on the other side of the break, all right?
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. More proof that this. And, you know, we look out at the world and what's going on, and there's a sickness of the mind that is developing among a lot of people. But I'm talking about what's going on at Starbucks, and this is just proof that even though you say something is true, it doesn't really make it true, and nor does it make it connect with everybody, enough people for it to make a difference. So Starbucks...
I stopped that to let you know this, and I'm going to replay it. Remember what he's talking about when he's talking about Starbucks. Do you remember all of this stuff that was happening recently with Starbucks and how they were caught mistreating black customers and even threw some of them out and had a couple of them arrested? So when you listen to this, listen to that with that perspective and with that in your mind so that you can understand who he's talking to and who he's talking about, okay? Because he's talking to his brethren and he's voicing his hatred or his hurt feelings for what Starbucks is trying to make amends for what they've done. I want you to pay close. See, this man, if you don't pay close attention to this devil will have you every which way but loose. And I'm not talking about Clint Eastwood. But listen close to this, okay? Here we go.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. More proof that this. And, you know, we look out at the world and what's going on, and there's a sickness of the mind that is developing among a lot of people. But I'm talking about what's going on at Starbucks, and this is just proof that even though you say something is true, it doesn't really make it true, and nor does it make it connect with everybody, enough people for it to make a difference. So Starbucks is going to be closing 100 stores this year. And that's not it. They also project to be closing 150 stores in 2019. And so we ask, and we look at these bizarre policies that they took up just recently, this whole idea they want to fit in with whatever the trend is. The problem is it's not really a trend. See, there are people behind the scenes that control the trends, that control the ideas they want to push on the American public. And whenever you have these ideas, and you know what, they just don't connect. They don't connect with people's minds because they're so bizarre. And just because all of the media, just because all of the TV, all of the movies, all of these people who get paid millions of dollars to go and act out different scenes for us, go up and tell us the way things are. I mean, we see what happened with Kanye West. We see how he had the top 7 songs on iTunes whenever he had that release just by simply saying that he agreed with certain points. And so they want to go ahead and use their power to try to warp the minds, to corrupt the minds of the American public. And you know what? People just aren't buying it. And neither are they buying Starbucks anymore. So they go out and they want to take all these stances and they want to be altruistic and come out and, you know, have this heart and passion for things that really connect with the American people. And you know what? It just isn't connecting. And it's really surprising because a lot of the places where Starbucks are located, a lot of people agree with them just because they don't think for themselves. They don't have independent minds. They're not free thinkers. They don't go out and they examine, you know, the way of the world. They just listen to what they're told. They follow what they're told. And the sad thing is they think that their opinion is the strength. They think their opinion is the outside force. They think that they're free thinkers and they think outside of the box and they don't realize this box was made for them. And you know what? This is a classic example of no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they want you to believe, it doesn't mean it resonates with people. It doesn't mean that the people are ready to accept it because they've gone to extremes recently. They've gone to extremes and it's a steady dripping faucet, the steady push to be able to corrupt America. And they're going too fast. They're going too far. It makes me believe that they're in some sort of a panic, that they're concerned. And you know what? The problem is we can't even talk about this stuff anymore. That's a much more serious problem. And it should make you mad because slowly, over time, if they eliminate any other dissenting opinion, if they eliminate any voice that speaks up against this corruption, then eventually that's all the people are going to hear. And you know what? This younger generation, and you know, maybe people don't realize it, but this younger generation is coming up and they don't even want to watch their Netflix. They don't even want to watch cable. They don't even want to watch the news. What are they watching? They're watching YouTube. They're watching videos, streaming videos from actual people. And so if voices are allowed to be systematically removed, opinions are labeled as, you know, hate thinking, or people become thought criminals. This is something that was predicted a long time ago, and you should go back and read 1984, even though we're a little bit late for that since it's 2018, but you should go back and read that, because that's what we're looking at right now. People are thought criminals. But the problem is people just are not ready to swallow it, or else Starbucks would not be.
You hear him? You hear what he said? He's people not ready to swallow that. You know what he's talking about? And he said, well, dissenting voices, we just won't accept what they're saying to us. We will do X, Y, and Z. You know what he's talking about? When he's talking about what was done is labeled hate speech, when the police came in there and arrested 2 guys for standing up in there, 2 black guys. And when they harassed other ones and threw other black people out, he's saying that because there was protest over this, he said this was manufactured protest by the elite who wants to break America. This is what he's saying to you. This is madness, brother. And then he said, but this is not American and this is not resonating with us. Right? We're not ready for that. This is what this man is telling you. I'll let you hear him say it for himself out of his own mouth. They are mad that their world is coming to an end. They are mad. They see all the signs. They, on one hand, will acknowledge that there's no mathematical way possible for America to survive this economic collapse. There's no mathematical way possible for the Western world to rebound. They will tell you that. And I mean, they will say it outright, and then they'll come right behind it and say, after this thing, we'll do this and we'll do that. How can you do that when you just said there's no mathematical way possible for America to survive and the West to survive? See, they keep you hoping on a whim of their power, and they see their power steadily in decline. They see their influence being rejected, their money being rejected, their way of ideas and their terms of agreements around the world and even domestically being rejected. You got to say that Uncle Sam's in crisis. And now he wants to turn and get on his knees and pray to his white Jesus. He ain't going to pray no black one. He's going to go to that doll on that cross, the naked one, and pray to him as though he has power to save after all the hell he put us through and all the hell that he continues to put us through and put the world through. Everywhere that there's a disagreement, whether it be domestically or internationally, America, Great Britain, Israel, and Europe have their hands in it. If you don't believe me, go read their own reports on this. Go ahead. And do you think God would be just to allow them to continue? Just because her name is America? Just because she's been privileged for the last few hundred years? This was a divine thing. And now it's a divine intervention to break the power of America. As Muhammad says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. He brings to a naught their trade between each other. That is going on now. So let us see. Without trade, you have stagflation. You have money disappearing. You have debt accumulating. You have deficit after deficit. So if we continue to see that happening in the municipalities, in the counties, in the cities, in the states, and even in the federal government, can we truthfully say that America's economy is under tremendous stress and strain, and that God is breaking the white world's power through trade? Can we truthfully say that? We can put two and two together. I don't care if you put the two in. If you put the plus sign between it, it's going to equal four, right? Huh? Talk back at 347-989-0855. So they see something coming. I'm going to play this six-minute clip, but there's something after that I really want to get into. But I want you to pay close attention to this right here.
We all want to know what the global economic collapse will look like. We want to be prepared. We want a timeline for when it will occur. First, it is important to discuss our current state. What exactly is going on? We must acknowledge all of the weaknesses within the financial system and track the progress throughout the collapse. Massive opportunities will present themselves as a result. Lastly, we can pinpoint events which will take place along the way. Seeing how they unfold,